A late-night vote on Wednesday will see South Australia become the first state to ban the use of speed hoods in corrections, police and mental health settings. This comes 5 years after the death of Wayne Fellah Morrison when he was subject to use a speed hood while in custody. His family has worked tirelessly since his death to achieve justice for Fellah and now is able to reap this small victory, but feels there is much more to be done. Latoya Rule, Wayne Fellah Morrison's sibling, spoke with The Wire's Ayla Liebenberg about how this momentous bill has made them and their family feel.
Personally, I feel numb knowing that my brother is obviously not with us any longer. And watching last night some of the politicians speak about essentially justice for my brother was difficult to comprehend when they themselves were in Parliament at the time when he died. But that 5 years later, we know that this ban could have been implemented at the time of Wayne's death and wasn't, I believe, is an injustice in itself, and that justice delayed is justice denied. I do feel like it's a victory for our community and our family. But for Parliament themselves, they need to know that from the moment somebody dies, particularly an Aboriginal person, that there are families who don't have the capacity to fight as long and through the grueling process of advocating for their loved one. So while I feel like it is a victory for the community and our family who, you know, thousands of supporters, literally, this is not the norm. And until Parliament actually wake up and implement what needs to be implemented to save lives at the time that people are put in positions where they're at risk of death or at risk of being tortured, or at risk of being punished the way that my brother was in a spit hood, that they can make change much sooner and much greater, and that other families don't have to go through this incredibly depressing process.
Does this bill bring any comfort to yourself or your family?
I feel reassured that other people, other siblings like me, won't have to go through what we've been through. But the state was never charged with protecting Aboriginal people. In fact, the opposite. And history has told us that again and again. And so I will never feel safe in a state that I know for so many years up to my brother's death actually had this torture device implemented. And to know that this torture device is still being used across Australia and other states and territories and across the world doesn't make me feel safe at all. And I'm actually really proud that we are the first in Australia to make such an incredible change and an incredible step forward to make that outcome achievable.
And so what was the process that you and your family had to go through to fight for this ban?
So we've sat through multiple delays in our inquiry. We've sat through going through a Supreme Court inquiry to throw the coroner off of our inquest. We have gone to a parliamentary inquiry into the administration of SA prisons after Wayne's death. We have gone through an ombudsman inquiry as well into the circumstances of Wayne's death. And at each point, the issue of spit hoods has been raised. And at each point, in many ways, that fight has become even harder because of the lack of interest in working out that political strain. Nobody should wear a spit hood in any circumstance. And this bill, importantly, covers all contact across South Australia for all authorities, for all people of all ages. And that was so, so important.
What would you like to see happen next regarding further legislation, both statewide and nationally?
At the moment in South Australia, the OPCAT bills are being put forward. So I'd like to see further legislative changes toward anti-torture laws in South Australia and across Australia. That includes a re-evaluation of over-incarceration of Aboriginal people, but more so the over-surveillance and over-criminalisation of Aboriginal communities, of why Aboriginal people are actually coming into contact with authorities. We know that there's a systemic strain of over-policing across communities of colour, particularly Aboriginal communities in Australia. And we know that this issue doesn't receive the attention it deserves because of the type of colonial system that is the foundation of Australia.
And so where can people find out more about supporting Justice for Fellah?
They can go on my Twitter, so Clout, @CLOUT_Aroha, A-R-O-H-A. And otherwise, there's a Justice of Fella Facebook page where they can also get updates. But from next year, we'll actually be launching a national coalition against brutality in Australia. Pet issues like spithood, and then further issues of brutality, use of force and restraint. Something pinnacle about last night that Connie Bonaro said is that Wayne did value his freedom. Wayne did value his space. He was out fishing, you know, taking his young daughter out on the open ocean. So to know that he died without those freedoms is especially painful.
Wayne Fela Morrison's sibling Latoya Rulde, speaking with The Wire's Ayla Liebenberg.